Wir waren da, ein Sein am Beis. Around 12 lines from the top after the two dots, Shulya Shayotasam. We had in the Mishnah, Shulya Shayotasam Miktsosa Asura Bachila. If a Shulya, which is the placenta, was Yotasam Miktsosa, one is not allowed to eat the Shulya, it's Asura Bachila, because we are Chayish, that Ashulya Simen Vlad Beisha Simen Vlad Bevehemet, so we are Chayish, there's a Vlad in the Shulya. We are afraid maybe in the Mikta Shulya that went out, there was the Roish of the Vlad. Now, when we're speaking about now, we don't see anything Be'en in the Shulya, everything is Mochri, everything is disintegrated. But that we know clearly ain't Shulya b'vloi Vlad. So the Zikha was a Vlad in the Shulya. So therefore we're not allowed to eat the Shulya because we have to be Chayish, maybe a Chalik of the Chalik of the Shulya that went out, the Roish of the Vlad was in that Chalik. So it's called that it's Yolod already. If it's Yolod, so the Shkita Sahim will not be matter the shulya that remained inside. Zok te gemara, omar abalosa loishonu el sha'en ima vlad. The whole aloche was only said el sha'en ima vlad. Avo yeish ima vlad. But that means like this. When we opened up the aim, we did not see another vlad in the aim. Some emailer. So we have to, the only Vlad that we are aware of is this Vlad of the Shulya. And we have to be afraid, maybe the Roish of the Shulya, maybe the Roish of the Vlad went out, for Miktsas Yitzias HaShulya. Leishonu Shein Ima Vlad, Avo Yeish Ima Vlad. But what is, if there's another Vlad in the Ein, we see another Vlad, Roishe V'ruboy. We see a Vlad there. Avoyesh ima vlad, so then, ein choshishin le vlad acher. Then we say that vlad, ein shulya bevloi vlad, mistome, this is that vlad that we see inside the aim, rosh everuboy, that is the vlad of the shulya. So memeles, I don't have to clear that there was a vlad mochoy in the shulya. I assume that I'm toile that the vlad of the shulya is the Vlad which I see now in the Ein. So the Shilya will become Mutter B'Shchita Sein. That's what Rabbi Loza said. Lo Yishono She'ein Imo Vlad. So then I have to assume that there was a Shilya B'Loi Vlad means there was a Vlad Mochui in the Shilya. Avo Yesh Imo Vlad. But what if there is a Vlad? Then you don't have to be chayish for a vlad acha. But Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshim Avlad, ein choshishin levlad acha. But Rabbi Yochanan, Omar, bein ein imo vlad, say there's no vlad, bein yeshim avlad, choshishin levlad acha. Amor de kechumre, the Rabbi Yochanan says, I have no right to be toiler, that this shilya is from that vlad. I have to assume, I have to be chayish, that in this shilya there was a vlad mochet. The other vlad, that had another shilya, there were twins. The other vlad had its own shilya. Where is that second shilya? Some of that shilya is mochet. That shilya is mochet. The vlad of the first shilya is mochet. So Mamela, now when I cut open the mother, I see a Shilya, and I have to be Chayish, there was a Vlad in this Shilya, and Mamela may be a Mixus of the Vlad, Mixus of the Shilya that went out, the Roish of the Vlad was in that Mixus, so this Shilya is also. And the second Vlad is a second Vlad, they were twins. And Mamela, where's the Shilya of the second Vlad? It could very well be that Shilya disintegrated. But therefore, I'm not allowed to eat this shilya because I have no right to assume that this is the shilya of the second vlad. I have to be chayish, maybe there was a vlad mochoy in the shilya, and the second vlad had another shilya. So therefore it's osa to eat the shilya that went out mitzosa. Let us see what Rashi says. Elo she'ein imo vlad bois shebefnim. Then inside there's no vlad. Then you have to be chayish. So in shilya below vlad, you have to be chayish as a vlad mochui. And we have to be afraid maybe the roish of the vlad went out already. Avo yesh imo vlad. V'royin ono roish v'rubi lifnim. In choishin shin, then you're not chayish. Shema oito ye vlad acher imzeh. V'yotso. Maybe there was another vlad with the second vlad. One vlad is inside. Imze v'yotso. V'shilya zu shelohi. And the shilya of the other vlad, this is the shilya of that vlad. V'zeshe b'fnim. Now I see a second vlad inside. V'yotso so shilyosei. That is shilya. We're not ready. That is shilya disintegrated. So since if I assume that there were two shilyas and two vladays, so mikol makim lechayra mishim hachi would be better to understand shilyas uasura. So therefore, this shilyas is also the shema shel vlad acharoisa. Maybe this shilyas is a shilyas of a second vlad, and memele and I have to be chayish that when the mitzvahs of this shilyas went out, the roish of the vlad mochi went out with it. So Rabbi Loza says, "Ein chayishin. You're not chayish. If you see a vlad and you see a shulya, we assume that this is the shulya of that vlad. I don't think that there were two vladas, there were twins, and think a ganza maisa, there was two vladas, and the vlad of this shulya was mochi, and the shulya of that vlad was mochi. I don't think such things. I'm toila. I see a shulya and a vlad. I assume this is the shulya of that vlad." And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you have no right to assume this. It could very well be that there were two vladas. And the vlad inside that I see had a shulya that disintegrated, and this shulya that went out by mitzvahs had a shvir, a nuba, that also disintegrated in it. So it comes out the way it says in our Gemara, Rabbi Lozer is machmer, and Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozer is Meikel, and Rabbi Yochanan is Mach. Like the Gemara of Omar, Rabbi Yirmiyah Lechumra, Omar Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Yirmiyah said that Rabbi Lozer was Machma. Eli Yitma, Hochi Yitma. So the Gemara says that Eli Yitma, Hochi Yitma. Omar Rabbi Lozer, Lo Yishonu. When do you have to be Chayish? At a mikzas, there was a vlad in the shilya, ela she'ena kshura bevlad. If it's not kosher with the second vlad that's inside, so then you have to be chayish that there was another vlad in this shilya. And therefore it's yotze, so mikzas, or the shilya is also, because I'm chayish, shema yotze roisha. Aval kshura bevlad, but what if I see this shilya is kosher to the vlad that's inside the aim, it's kosher to it. So I'm choishish in the vlad achas. And then I don't have to class. I see clearly through that what it's kosher to this vlad, that this is the shulya of that vlad. So then yotzusam miktsoso, so the shulya that's inside will be muta, because I know clearly that there was no, this is the vlad of the shulya that yotzusam miktsoso, the vlad is completely inside. So Memele we see that Rabbi Lozer is machmer. If it's not kshure to the vlad inside, I have to be chayish that there's a vlad in the shilya, and this vlad had a second, and the vlad inside had a second shilya that was nimur. But Rabbi Yochanan Omar, ono in lonuelu shilya bevloi vlad. The whole case that the Mishnah is machmer, for mitzvahs went out, and we're chayish, maybe the roish of the vlad went out in the mitzvah shulya, that is that gift, there's no other vlad in the aim. Avol yesh ima vlad, but if there's another vlad, בין קשורה בבלד, בין אין קשורה בבלד, אין חוששים לבלד אחר, then I assume that this is the shilya of the inside blood, so the yotzes ha-miktsasa, so memele, so the shilya is muta, because I assume that there was no blood in the shilya. If there's no blood in the shilya, because I see another blood in the ain. Let us see Rashi. אמר רב ירמיה לחומר אמר רב אלעזר דבר זה שימחמר מרב יוחנן את רב אלעזר was more מחמר רב יוחנן לא ישנו דאסור בחילם תמשמע אפילו יש אימא ולד בפנים when is it also רב אלעזר אלו שאין לקשור בו תאוס מיקלמי מלזה we could say שבפנים הישה שויה אחרת she could say the blood בפנים had a different שויה V'nimucha, and that shilya became nimuach. V'yotzeso. V'shilya zu shal vladacha ha'yisa v'nimuach v'yotze. Then we can say, if it's ainak shura, we can say that there were two bloods. Avok shura boy, v'adai shilya zu shaloy ha'yisa. This is the shilya of that vlad. U'meteres pachilos, you're allowed to eat the shilya, because the mitzvahs that went out, there was no vlad in that mitzvahs, because this is the shilya of the inside vlad. So Mamela, so then it's Mutter. Rabbi Yochanan Oma, Onen Lono, Shetei Asura Bachila, when is the Shilya also? El Yeshilya, Sheyotza, Samikzosa, Vein Imo, Vlad Bifnim, there's no Vlad whatsoever Bifnim. So Mamela, if there's no Vlad Bifnim, and we have a Klalin Shilya, Bavloi Vlad, so then we assume that there was a flat mochi in the shilya, and then we have to be afraid maybe the rosh of that flat mochi came out of it. The awesome chashin yishem yotza michi avlad shom with the mitzvah shilya. Avo yeshim avlad, afula einok shura boy, muteres. The vidideh talin alof, there's a vlad, the Rav Yechonos, there's a vlad inside. I say that the shilya belongs to that vlad, and finished. So the mixer shilya that went out will not answer the rest of the shilya that's inside, because the zichen no vlad in the shilya, the vlad of the shilya is the vlad that's toich ha'ein. So that's this Rabbi Yochanan is meikel, Rabbi Elazar is machmer. Let's go back to the Gemara, behind the Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, l'chumra amra Rabbi Elazar. The Rabbi Elazar was machmer. So the Gemara says, Tanya kevosei de Rabbi Elazar. Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya to Rabbi Elazar. Amapeles min behema chaya v'oif. We're talking about an isha. An isha had, she was mapel, min behema chaya v'oif, v'shilya imoy. And there's a shilya also. There's a min behema chaya v'oif, and there's a shilya. Bizman shekshura bohem, if the shilya is kosher to the min behema chaya v'oif, so memele, so this shilya, I can be assured, this is the shilya of the min behema chaya v'oif, and we'll see, Rashi says, it's going according to the chachomim, who hold that there's no tumas yodis by a chaya, min behema chaya v'oif. It's machlekes like rameir and the chachomim. If there's a tumas later, Rameir says you look for most of the aim, since the aim is an isha, so memela you the mean behema chayavoyf also is a teres vlad, and this tumas later on a behema chayavoyf. The chachamim, that Rashi learns this is going according to the chachamim. So if I see min behema chayavoyf, which is no tumas later whatsoever, so memela. So was a lady Yaveshta, that means there was no dam, so she's toyer. And Mapelas mean behema chai v'oif v'shilya imoim, but I only say she's toyer, bizman shekshura behem. I have in front of me two things. I have her, I mean behema chai v'oif, and there's a shilya. Now the shaila is this the shilya of the min behema chayivoi, or is this shilya a raya that there's another vlad? Is this shilya a raya that there was another vlad? So bizman shekshura behen, if the shilya is kosher, is attached to the min behema chayivoi, ein choshish in levlad acha, v'nat choshish levlad acha, ein akshura behen, but if it's not shurabem, arayni matel oleho choymer shnei vlodes. I'm afraid that there's two vlodes. That means, I say, this min behema chayivoyif had a different shulya, which is became number one. This shulya is ain shulya beloy vlad, is another, so there's another vlad. Shani oymer, I say, shemini muach shvir shel shulya. Maybe the vlad in this shulya became the muach. Shemani mucha shul yosei shel shvir. And maybe the shulya of the min chayivoyif also became the muach. So lemais, I have in front of me one shulya and one min behema chayivoyif. I'm afraid maybe there were twins. The min behema chayivoyif had its own shulya that became the muach. And the min behema chayivoyif had its own shulya that became the muach, and there was a vlad in the shulya, so mamela there were twins. So we'll see in Rashi exactly what this isha has to be chayish. Let us see what Rashi says. Min behema chayivoyif. V'rabonani da'omri b'meseches nida, kol she'ein bo'y mitzuras odom ein evlad. Eises, the Chachomim say, kol she'ein bo'y mitzuras odom ein evlad, it's not a vlad, so there's no two misyot. Ein choyshishin levlad acher, v'im niptach ha'kever b'loy dam, v'avi leide yevesh te tohire. So that means, so if this shulya is kosher to the min behem ha'chayivoy, I know clearly that this shulya belongs to this behema chayivoy. So memele, there's no tumas leide, because the chachamim hold them in behema chayivoy. There's no tumas leide. There's no other vlad because the shulya is kosher to the min behema chayivoy. So this isha is toira. What is einik shura behem? But what is if the shulya is not kosher to the min behema chayivoy? Ani matal isha azois choymer shtei vlodos. There's a choymer of two vlodos. The choyshishin. Then we're afraid as follows. Shema hoye b'shulya zu vlad gomo nekeve. Maybe in this shulya, if it's not tied to the min behema chayivoy, so I'm chayish, maybe this is a shulya that had a vlad mochi. And maybe the vlad was an akeve. So she's tamei shvuayim. Maybe it's an akeve. V'teishem olav l'nekeva v'afilu b'leidi yiveshto tamei shvuayim. Afilu there was no dam, but there's a tumis leida of a leidis nekeva, kidi nekeva. Machma sofik vlad acha. V'gam chumrei shel zeh natal aleho. Now, we will also be chayish, maybe the shilya had a vlad nekeve. Now, maybe, and so the shilya is no shaykhis with the min behema chayivoy. And we're also chayish. V'nema vlad zeh mi shilya zu. K'din nekeve mi chmach v'sofek lagach. V'gam chumrei shel zeh natal aleh will also be matal another chaymer, v'neymer vlad zeh mi shilya zu. Maybe the min chayivoyif came from this shilya. Lo yoyah bo vlad acher, and there was not another vlad. V'zu ein o vlad, v'ein lo shum yemei toya. That means if this is the shilya of that vlad, so memele, so then, and there was no other vlad, So Memele, so there was no Tumas later, that's true, but also there's no Dam Toya. Hainu Chayma, that is the Chayma, so it's a Chayma of Shnei Vlodis. I have a suffix, maybe the Shulye, there was another Vlad, and a Machma, maybe it was an Akevin, it'll be Tomish Vuyayim. But if there was another Vlad, Al Kaponim, it should have Yemei Toya, Al Kaponim of a Zocha. Because if there was another Vlad, it was either a Zocha or a Kevin, so Al Kaponim should have the Yemei Toya of a Zocha. But I'm also afraid, maybe this Shilya was a Shilya to the Min Behemachai Void. And if it's a Shilya of that, there's no Yemei Toya whatsoever. I know Chayma. Shim Lai Nim says that Imo, if they wouldn't be together. A Min Behemachai Void, Kaim Loma Mesechus Nidim. Amapela Shilya, Samazanish is Mapela Shilya, Teishev Lazochel Nekeva. So I don't know what the Nefel is. Is it a Zochel Nekeva? Vinoisni lo mia yemei toya shel Zochel. Al Kaponim will have the yemei toya of a Zochel, will have the yemei tum of a Nekeva, will have the yemei toya of a Zochel. The ain Shilya below Vlad. So that's it, Samazanish, it's Mapel. So I know the Zicha was a Vlad. What was the Vlad? Basically, it's either a nekeve, will be a din tumishvayim, or it's a zocher, salkaponim, after the tumishvayim will have the dam, the toya of a zocher. Avalizu, ein yemei tarum. But over here, there's no tarum whatsoever, because I'm chayish, maybe the shulya is from the mean behemah chayavoy, and that is not a later whatsoever. And therefore there's no dam toya. Shem ani muach shvir shel yezu. And I'm afraid of two things. Shem ani muach shvir shel yezu. Who are your blood gomo? So therefore you have to be chayish. Shvuayim le nekeve. Vishem ani muach shel yosa shel shvir zem. Vishil yezu lav shaloi hoysa. Alme shani lon ben kshura l'shein kshura. Yeah. That's one of the kshoshes. One of the kshoshes is one of the kshoshes shemen imuach shvir shel shilye and shemen imucha shel yosei shel shvir and out this if Nimuchi Shul Yosei Shul Shvir, so we will say that this is the Shilya, that's why we're Chayish, that's why we are Chayish, that maybe there was another Vlad. There was another Vlad. Not the only, so where's so, and this is the Shilya of the second Vlad, and where's the Shilya of the Min Behima Chayiv Oif? Could be that was also Nimucha, so that's why it has to be Teishev Shvuai. Zog Toisves. Zog Toisves, Amapeles Min Behima V'chaye. So Toisves says, Loihavi Motzi Leminkit Nefel. What's with a Nefel alone? Mishum de Toich Shloyshe Toilin Boy Es HaShilye Kida Omarove Beperik Amapeles. That means if a nafel came out, even though the shilya came out 3 days later, I'm toile, this is a shilya of that nafel. We have a klal ein shilya below blood, so if a nafel came out, I assume this is the shilya of that blood. Here, in reality, a blood did not come out. So memele, so therefore I'm chayish, that there was a Vlad in the Shulya. I'll say, in Shulya below Vlad. I'm Chayish, maybe in the Shulya there's an Emes of Vlad. So therefore I'm Chayish for that there was an Akeva also that was Neulet. And that's why you have to be Tameish for I. Zachtais was weiter. Areini Matel Oleo Chaymel Beis Vlodes. The Kuntres Peirish, so Rashi says, the Osi ke Rabbono. It goes according to the Rabbono. So, if it goes according to the Rabbono, so Memele, we are Chayish, maybe there was another Vlad, and the Shvir was Nimuach. So that's why we're Tomei Shvuayim. And we're also Chayish, but we're also Chayish, maybe there was not a Vlad. Maybe there was not a Vlad, and Memelem, and that this is the Shulya of the Min Chayavoy. So therefore, if this is the Min, if this is the Shulya of the Min Chayavoy, so there's no Dam Toya. Avo mitoy chaloshen, so Toysvis es, the loshen of the Gemara, the Chomer Shnei Blodois, Mashme Kerameya, the Choshiv Blodois, Paima Chayavoy. But the Lashon says, we're Chayish for two Vlodos. According to Rashi's Pshat, it's, we're Chayish, maybe there was another Vlad. That's one Pshat. Maybe there was another Vlad. And that's one Pshat. Maybe that's one Vlad. And the other Pshat is, maybe there was no Vlodos whatsoever. And this is the Shulya of the Min Chayah, which doesn't have a shame Vlad. The Lashon Chomer Beis Vlodos is not Mashma Lakash. So that's what Tosis wants to be Chaylik. Arash, and we take a Lashon, the Chomer Shnei Vlodos, Mashma Keramei. The Choshev Vlodos Behema Chaya Vaiv. According to Rameya, Behema Chaya Vaiv is a shame blood. The Chidoin, the half Behema Havizach. So according to Rameya, we'll learn something like this. This Vehima was a Zoch. So Memele, so Alts, the Zoch, the Zadin of Tume of Shvuach. And we're Chayish, maybe, in this is not the Shilya of the Chayah that's a Zoch. Maybe there's another Vlad in the Shilya that is in a Kevim. So that's Chomer Beis Vlodoi. That means, I see a Zocho, so mitzad the Zocho, it only have to be Yimei Tume of 1 week. But that Lemaise, that I'm Chayish, there was a blood in the Shulya, that I have to be Chayish, maybe it was an Ekeva, so maybe you'll need Shvu'ayim to be Tume, maybe there was an Ekeva also. The having the cave, but if it's going according to Rameya, and the chay is in the cave, by nafkimina midi b'chshosh shel shulya. So if it's in the cave, so what's there to worry about? That means when the cave came out. So lemaise, you need shvuayim because of the cave. So if the other one is in the cave, so it's the same thing. If the other one is a zocha, you also have nothing but to worry about. Because you'll have the Yimei Toya of a Nekeva. A latest Nekeva brings with it Dam Toya of a Nekeva. So Memela, so we have to say, the way Tosfos is learning Pshat, if it's going according to Rameya, we have to say it's speaking about that the Chayev Oif was a Zocho, Memela were Chayish, maybe there was in the Shulya Avlad, there was a Nekeva. Because if the chayav oif was in the cave, what's there to worry about? Im lo yeche dechad koidim shkiye sacham avachad la'acha shkiye k'nemrine gabi sando b'perek ha'mapels. Unless you'll say that there could be another nafkemine. There could be a nafkemine that one came out before the shkiye, one came out after the shkiye. So the shayla is when the yimei tumah will end. So then it could be a fellow with was in a cave, but you have to know when the Yimei Tumah ends. Inami Yeshloima. Atais wants to say a second shot. Inami Yeshloima Dosi Maslis in Kerabonon. The Mishnah is going according to the Rabbonon. The Lechashvine Lei Vlah. And then it's not called a Vlah. So what's the chaymer shnei vladis? So what's yechayish for two vladis? Okay, there's only a chash. Maybe this shilya has a vlad, but what's the shnei vladis? The chaymer shnei vladis have a mishum shilya guf out the shilya. Lay mishum behema, not out the behema. The behema, there's no problem out the behema because the behema doesn't have a teres vlad. That means what I see now, that Yotzim in Behemoth, so it doesn't have any to mislead. But I'm chayish, maybe there was a blood in the Shilya. There was a blood in the Shilya, so then I'm chayish, either it's a Zohar or a Kaver, so Lamaisa will have the Yimei Toya of a Zohar and the Yimei Tum of a Kaver.
If it's going according to the Rabbono,
so as the Shilya, you have to be Chayish, maybe there was a Vlad in the Shilya Zohar Nekeve, but you also have to be Chayish, maybe this Shilya is the Shilya of the Behema Chayev Hoy. Maybe there's only one vlad. So memela, so she has to be, so you have to be teishev nida if maybe there's only one vlad. So why does it say chay mishnei vladis abzocha nekeve? That's if there is a vlad in the shilya. But could be that the min chaya is the vlad of the shilya. So then it should say, teishiv lenide, because there's no tumas yodis. Leperish akuntres, or she shapa odele koma lenide. The hain the chaymish ne vladis, the koma, that kuf is pshat the chaymish ne vladis. That means I have to be chayish, maybe this is a shilya of the min chaya, and therefore there's no yemei toya, there's no dam toya. In time after Toisvis, Lefi Mashe Pirashnu. Now this is going on Toisvis before, the previous Toisvis HaMapelet. Toisvis had said that the whole reason we are Chayish, that maybe this is not the Shilya of the Behema Chayavoy, is because it's Lav Uche. So I say Ein Shilya Beloi Vlad, and I assume that there was a blood in the Shilya, not to mean Behema Chayavayif, which is not a blood. But, so that's the whole reason why we're Chayish, that there was a real blood in the Shilya, that was Nimuach, and the mean Behema Chayavayif had a different Shilya, which was Nimuach. That means this whole shash is only if there's a min behema chayavoy. So I don't attribute that this came from this shilya because ein shilya b'loy vlad means a vlad gomo. So mamel, that's why I'm chayish for a second vlad. Fine. So that's over here by Anisha. Amas Nisan. But the Mishnah, Yolda Ki Ulcha, the Mishnah is speaking about, but not talking, they were speaking about that a Behemah had a flood. Yolda Ki Ulcha. V'chayishinen be'enek shure l'vladachem. And by enek shure v'chayish for another vlad. V'maisiyate maisi l'rabalozo. Fakel. So what kind of raya is this to Rabbi Loza? Because here it seems it mentioned Bedatka min behema chayavoy. Only there were chayish for another blood, because ein shilya b'loy blood, and it's not the uche that a shilya should have, min behema chayavoy. So b'zoy, but in the case of Rabbi Loza that's speaking about a behema, there, I don't have any eichocha whatsoever to be chayish for another blood. But my siyata, my sila rabbeloza, ad rabbe, koshle mahach beraisa.
נוקעת חיה באויב, דווקא, דווקא בעיה חיה באויב, I'm חייש for another blood, I'll say, sure, you believe blood. But if it wouldn't be a chaya boif, I'm telling you that this is the shulya of the blood that I see. So other rabbi, it's a kashan rabbi loza v'siyat al rabbi yechid. V'yesh loima, emper toisviz, not the way we said till now, ein adobo toli b'chi ulche, not the reason is that we're chayish for a blood if it's not kosher, because we don't attribute the chaya boif to the shulya because it's not ulche. But if it would be ulche, we'd attribute the nafel to the shulya. Now that's not the reason. Alopshita lay le mesadar ashas. The mesadar ashas held is the betsuras ha'odom toli atam. It matters what was born. Sheregilo shilyoso lehisake. By the tzures ha'odom, it could very well be, and that's the Gemara in Mesechtes Nida, that the teich shloisha teilim by yasa shilya. That means even though the shilya came out 3 days later, I do not think that the shilya is from a different blood. I assume that the shilya is from this nafel that came out 3 days ago. And the reason for this is because by a tzures odom, the shilya can separate from the odom. The betzures odom, toli atam, shagil shayosel is hakim, and there's no necessary connection between the shilya and the odom. Avol acha behim chayevoiv. But if the blood is a behim chayevoiv, loishna bimei isha, loishna bimei behemim, eina shilya regila li poreg min avlam, afilo yoda behim bar kayome. That means normally the shilya of a behim is always kosher to the blood. So memele, if I see it is not kosher, so that makes me think that there was another blood. That's together advarim. So fakert Rabbi Lozer is speaking about where we have a blood that's a behemah. When a blood that's a behemah, normally the shulya is kosher to the blood, and if it's not kosher to the blood, that's a raya that in the shulya there was another blood. That's the raya to Rabbi Lozer, and that's the case of Rabbi Lozer also. Rabbi Lozer says, if it's not kosher, you have to be chayish, there was another blood. Vim toima, the hochik toni, shemo nimua. Here it says that we have to be chayish, shemo nimua. That maybe, shemo nimua. Maybe there was another blood. Shema Nimuach, and that blood was Nimuach. Mashme Desveike, that means if it's not kosher, I, there's a suffix. Maybe it was Nimuach, or maybe this is the shilya of the blood that came out. Mashme Desveike. Bim Kain, Amai Asura HaShilya Bachilik Shiyotzisom Mikzosom, Petoisvis, Oibezoi, if it's a suffix, that means Ein Okshura is not a Raya Gemura, that it's not from the Shilya that came, not from the blood that came out. Could very well be it's from the blood that came out, but could be it's not from the blood that came out. So Faktoisis Imkei Namayos HaShilya Bachila Nar Mishne Shiyotis HaMikzoso V'yesh Imo Vlad, and there's a blood inside. Well, Svek Sveke, I have a Svek Sveke, Shema ain't kan vladach. Maybe there's no other blood. Maybe the blood inside, that's the blood of the Shulya. Ba'afilim timsaloyme yesh, kanafil, you say there's another blood. Shema ain't bo'isei miktas ruba blood. Maybe the miktas that came out, there's no roi blood. So why is the Shulya awesome? Blood.
Maybe there was no vlad, but it was a vlad. Maybe it wasn't right. So al kaponim, you see, we could be matter with a spek spek. So al kaponim, since we see that if it's ainik shura b'vlad, it's also only a sofik. So b'zois, we have a spek spek. Why is this shul yosem? Yesh leima de bebrais ediktoni shemo. Ainu b'shul yahavo achar avlad. The Shilya came after the Vlad. So Memele, then there's a Sofik. Maybe Take, the Shilya is from this Vlad. So it's a Sofik. Because usually the Shilya comes after the Vlad. So Memele, I am a Sofik. Maybe this is the Shilya of the Vlad that came out. So it's a Sofik. Obala Elairi, the Gemara before speaking about Bishulya haba kaidem vlad. They're speaking about a shulya haba kaidem vlad. So there, I zicha do not attribute that this shulya is from the inside vlad. I say there was another vlad in the shulya. So mamela don't have a spek sveikin. Yinami, a second terz, a surah bachilim. Bishim de gazrini mitzosa, tarubik de masik bobekame. When a mitzvah shulya goes out, even though mitzvah shulya should be mutar al tzvekzveke, maybe roiv of the shulya come out and it'll also be matar. Let us go further in the Gemara. The Mishnah said as follows: Amevakeres shehi pila shilya. We heard amevakeres. We heard a behemoth that never had a vlad. She pila shilya, and it was mapala shilya. Yashlichena liklovim. So the din is, even though the shilya is a sofik zocha, sofik nekeve, and if it's a zocha, it has kedushas bechayit. Afal pikein, it's mutabana. Yashlichena liklovim. Let us see the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Amavakere she pila. Frech the Gemara. My time, why is it mutter leklovim? It's a sofik, if this shilya is a shilya of a zocha, it's kedushas b'chayr, but it's a shilya from the keve, it doesn't have kedushas b'chayr, fine. So we should say sofik deraisa lechumra. How are you allowed to give it to klovim? Lechayr, you should say sofik deraisa lechumra. Omar Ravike berei deravami, amir adikazach. Roy behemes yodais dovo hakodesh bebchayra. Roy behemes, that means a poro gives birth to an eagle, a sag gives birth to its mean. Everyone gives to its mean. So memeo, that's roy behemes. Umiyut behemes, but there are a miyut behemes that give birth dovo she'eino kodesh bebchayre, umayniyu nidme. That means like this: if a rochel will give birth to an ace, so that's potter min abchayre. So memele, there's a miut stodim. It was now a navel came out. So now I have to clear what was this navel. So I have here two stodim. Maybe it was a nidme, which is a miyut stodim. Maybe it was a nidme. If it was a nidme, it doesn't have kedushas b'chayr. But that's only a miyut stodim. But what if it wasn't a nidme? So then you have machzeh schorim and machzeh nekeves. So if it was not a nidme, there's a 50-50 chance. Maybe it was a zocha, maybe it was a nekeve. But the tadis, afilu was a zocha, maybe it was a nidme. So a broit stodim, I have raised stodim that it does not have kedushas b'chayre, and therefore I'm permitted to be mashluchet leklovim. Smoich miyute de nidme lemechte de nekeves pavles chorim miyute. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi, dobra kodesh b'chayre, imo yezocha, roi behimes, who was a zocher, has kedushas b'chayre. Nidme, counterfeit. Means it's not a true vlad. Rochel sheyolda min eis, ayei sheyolda daimel rochel. Vamrinim bebchayres, the loy kodesh, doesn't have kedushas b'chayr, doch siv ach b'chayr shoyr.
that the shoya, the b'chayre is to be the same mean that the name is. V'chol ha-yolde yishtar ken leilet machzis chom ha-machzis nekevim. Hilkach, v'lad zeh sofik zochor, sofik nekevim. O nekevim lo yikitsho, v'intim sulayme zochum. Shemo nidmo, maybe it's a nidmo, so I have right stodim, it doesn't have kedushas b'chayim. Since they have right stodim, it doesn't have kedushas b'chayim, so I'm a meilem. So I'm allowed to be mashulchet l'klo. Behem agase that came out of a whole stick of dam. So you bury it. And it's part of mina b'chayim. That means I assume that this charoras dam is a blood. So memele, you have to bury it. Bury it, maybe it's a zocher, it seems. And now this behema is not a petarechem anymore. Like Tosfos, why is it a reza tikova? Why do you bury it? Why do you have to bury it? I don't know what it is. But there's a tzad, maybe it's in a cave, maybe it's an idme. My time of the och. That's Tosfos kash. So Tosfos says, I'll tell you the truth. That what you say to cover is not because it's a chiyuv tvura. I'm chayish, maybe it's a zoch. I don't have to be chayish, maybe it's a zoch. I'm a kedei lefarsim de niftara min apchoyda. The whole purpose of the tvura is to make a pirsum that we should know that the aim is potum min apchoyda. Kidao maroso. Gemara says this. Gemara says this. So memele, so it's bechlau no kash. But the problem is, the Gemara does not ask the Stira from our Mishnah. The Gemara proves it from Akash HaRabchiyah. Amash in Doicha Loima Shom Kei Omisham Kushit the Poich HaRabchiyah. The Gemara asked Akash HaRabchiyah. The Omar, Rabchiyah had said, Gemara is Akash HaRabchiyah as follows. Rabchiyah had said that this Charoras Dam does not have any Tumas Bosar on it. So it doesn't have a teres bosa. The Gemara asks, "Mechiyach adayin metame b'maga b'mase, a mighty cover." It's not bosa. Meshani kedei lefarsamo. You're right. You don't have to bury it. It doesn't have kedushas b'chayim. Only to be mefarsam that the mother does not need any more. The mother was not a petarechem anymore. So Tosfos says, "V'lav ochinami o yitzorich letam pirsum." It means the reason of Pilsum, the unique Kvura for Pilsum, you have to say, out our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says that there's no Isser Anor and the Shilya, because it's right Stodim, but then Tushas Pachir. So the same Lomdes we will say over there, there's no Tushas Pachir, and the Charor is done, because they have right Stodim, but then Tushas Pachir. Elod Abchir lay Nechalei Kol Kach, Shetikover mitam pirsum, given the full the yolda dovo hakodesh, and by kvuramishum the bottom. So Tosfos says as follows. Tosfos says that the lomdus of Rav Chiya is that there was a prayer, but the bechayer, the besar prayer became bottled to the dam. So it doesn't have kedushas bechayer whatsoever. And that's why there's a Kedushas prayer, and that's why it's not metamed, because it becomes bottled to the dam. So, according to Rav Chiya, there is no logic that it should need kvure, because it lost the Kedushas b'chayim. In our Mishnah, it we're speaking about a shilya, that if it's a zocher, it would need kvure. We say you don't need kvure, because it's right stodim, it's not a zocher. But al koponim, there is an efsholos, it is a zocher, so it's a bar kvure. That means if it is a zocher, there's kedushas prayer. So the concept of kvure applies by our Mishnah. Because it's an efsholos, it is a zocher. In the Gemara in Bechoyres, according to Rav Chiya, it's irrelevant. Afilu, it is a pechoyer, it still doesn't have Kedushas Bechira, because the bottle becomes bottle to the daf. So therefore, the Gemara asked more on Rav Chiya than our Mishnah, because on Rav Chiya there is no pshat bechlal in the Kvura, because it's a lav bar Kvura, because it doesn't have Kedushas Bechira, afilu it's a zocher. So therefore, the Gemara is on Rav Chiya, and the Gemara says the whole purpose of the Kvura is the farsa, that it's not a petarechem anymore.